I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, Bogey and Wojo. I'll just say this, just in light of the end of that update there from Ryan Woolley. I want to be very careful in how I word this, but based on that news out of the fantasy camp down in Florida? I believe Anthony Fenech had the story that the Tigers are going to be changing the English D to make it a little bit smaller because the big D was apparently, you know, too much for people. This is probably the first time, maybe ever, where the big D is not as enticing or exciting as the little D on the hat, the symbol, the English D. Okay, that was lame. I shouldn't have started with that. Bogey here. And look, we got Wings Leafs coming your way at 7:40. All right, so we'll get you over there in just a little while. But we got an extended show. I'm excited for it. It's a Friday. There's a ton of Leafs jerseys here at Little Caesars Arena. So you do wonder if Toronto is going to be taking over Detroit. I have some Super Bowl stuff that we can go ahead and get into. A question about men based on what we just saw earlier today in the studio with the wing challenge. But I want to jump right in on some comments that were made by a star in the NBA. And no, before you get all weirded out, this isn't going to be an NBA-centric topic, okay? This is going to be just a way to start with it, and then we'll expand it. But Kyrie Irving made a comment earlier today, and I find it to be really interesting. It almost like throwing gasoline on the fire as far as players having control, players being able to decide and do whatever the heck they want. And Kyrie Irving just took it to that next extreme. Now, before the season got underway, Kyrie Irving met with some season ticket holders of the Boston Celtics, and he basically said, I plan to be here long term if you guys will have me. And everyone took that as, oh my gosh, Kyrie Irving wants to be a Boston Celtic for life. He's going to sign an extension. He's there. Like, the Celtics don't have to worry about this. Danny Ainge did it. He's got a star. They got the young pieces. Now they just got to add somebody else, right? And Kyrie Irving was then asked about, you know, the Anthony Davis situation, guys being able to control their own destiny, essentially, and force their way out of places. And Kyrie Irving said the following. I don't owe anyone bleep. Or, if you want to use these terms, I don't owe anyone what is about to come out of TJ Lang, Will Birchfield, and Mike Sullivan later tonight, okay? Just to paraphrase, to give a little better description. And it was so, you know, aggressive in the way that he actually came out and said that. And I wonder, at least to myself earlier today, how Boston fans interpret something like that. Like, the first reaction, sure, it's, oh my gosh, are you kidding? You know, you get behind this guy, now he's going to leave. The Celtics aren't going to have a chance. But I think it's so much more than that, because this is about you as fans. And when you hear an athlete come out so brazenly and so aggressively just say, I don't owe you or anyone else crap. And he didn't say the word crap, okay? Let's just be clear. He used a little bit of a potty word. I'm curious if your fandom over the years, based on the amount of control that these guys have, and based on, to me, yes, a little bit of the lack of loyalty that they do have, even though, look, I have no issue with these guys leaving, but I think it makes it more difficult for fans to become emotionally invested. You hear a comment like this from a guy like Kyrie Irving telling fans, basically anyone, I don't owe you bleep. Does that bother you? Does that change the way that you as a fan views these teams and these athletes and these stars that are in your city? The phone number is 248-539-9797, and ticket text is at 97136. Just, you know, me as an example, okay? You know, growing up, of course, you know, guys like Isaiah Thomas, guys like Steve Yzerman, Sergei Fedorov, you know, some of the big names, the stars that were leading teams to championships, idolized them. You know, as a child, you don't know any better, okay? You just, look, that dude's awesome. He's sweet. I got to get his jersey. I got to watch every game. I got to follow him. I got to get his card. But I feel like that's changed in a big, big way because the landscape has changed. You know, no longer are you going to be getting a heck of a lot of, you know, Henrik Zetterbergs, guys that play their entire career in just one city. And I know Chris Middleton made a comment yesterday from the Milwaukee Bucks. He said, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo wants to be a Buck for life. And Wojo's made fun of me because I actually buy that. I think Giannis is a different kind of bird. He's not going to be, you know, going around to L.A. or New York. I think he truthfully wants to be in Milwaukee the rest of his career. But those are odd scenarios at this point. Whereas in the past, you were so used to, you know, being able to see a guy, get the guy's jersey, be behind him, you know, be excited, be emotionally invested in him and the team. But I feel like that's changed. You know, how many guys have come through, whether it be the Tigers, the Wings, the Pistons? You know, how many guys have come through and have left within a season or two or three? Probably right after, you know, you went out and you bought your kid, you know, a Brennan Bosch jersey or something like that. And Bosch never was a star. I don't think he was ever going to be. But, man, you get that 26 jersey shirt or you get that 26 jersey, spend a lot of money on it, and bam, Brennan Bosch no longer with the Tigers. Or Prince Fielder, all excited, 9-year deal. I mean, he's going to be here for life, right? Go get that Prince Fielder jersey, and he's out of town. He's got kids. Dave Dombrowski just gets rid of him. And it ended up being a tremendous move. But I got to believe that that weighs on people. And I have to believe that today, with Kyrie Irving coming out and just being like, I don't know, you bleep. Well, wouldn't that create some resentment, some, you know, friction, and almost some tension and anger between fan and team? You know, like we invest money, we invest time, we invest our emotions. And you're out there trying to support these guys that, you know, of course, if they have success, they win championships, they put up big numbers, they give you moments of enjoyment. But at the same time, you can't sit there and know that guy's going to be here forever. You know that at any given moment, he and his agent and his team of people, they can all go to any front office and just be like, yeah, we want out of here. And to me, that has made it difficult for fans to just blindly support their teams and the teams in their city. I'm curious if comments like that have had an effect on you. And if that's why, you know, the Wings might lose tonight. Or the Pistons might lose, you know, tomorrow night. Tigers, Lions, you know, whatever it is. Have you lost some ability to care on a greater level? The phone number is 248-539-9797 and ticket text is at 97136. I can only speak for me. You know, and obviously my situation has changed because now I have to cover these things and watch them, and not just for pure enjoyment. I have to watch them and, you know, try to react to it and take things out of it. But for me, yeah, it's way different. I mean, man, there were times, you know, 2004, 2005, when Robert Horry hit that shot, game five out at the Palace, I didn't sleep that night. Like, that's how much, you know, I had invested in the Pistons and in these teams here in Detroit. And yet, here I am, you know, much older. I wouldn't say I'm more mature, probably not at all. And I don't think things like that really affect me on that scale. You know, even the Lions and the opening game against the Jets, I don't have this overwhelming sense of attachment to the teams here in Detroit like I used to. And I do think part of it is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, these guys aren't here for life. These guys aren't necessarily, you know, trying to win for the city and win for you. And that's fine. Everyone's got, you know, their own thing to do. If I got a job offer in Southern Cal doubling my pay, I'm out of here. I am. And I'm sure part of Detroit would rejoice to get me that out of town. You know, loyalty only goes so far. But I do think it has an effect on your individual fandom. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. You hear that comment made by Kyrie Irving. Basically asked, you know, is he going to sign long-term in Boston? You know, does he feel, you know, the Anthony Davis situation is, you know, a little bit unfair? And he's just like, I don't know anyone crap. Does that bother you? Is it more difficult to have an emotional connection with your teams and with these athletes now as opposed to maybe when you were younger or, say, even just 10 years ago?
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.